We had two automatic cameras set up in the room, which were controlled by a button from outside the room, so that if we heard anything happening in the bedroom that was untoward, we could start the cameras going. The cameras used to flash at half-second intervals. And we got various episodes happening, but here's a particular interesting one. There's three camera shots here at half-second intervals. The first camera shot shows a pillow here, apparently going towards the camera, which is over here in front. And we know that that pillow and the one on the floor there were on the bed here by the side of Margaret. Now, so we've got a pillow actually going towards the camera now. The second photograph here shows the pillow has now doubled up here and is going in the other direction, like backwards. And the third photograph, a half a second interval, shows the pillow has now come forward again and is resting on top of the one that was on the floor. So in actual fact, we've got the pillow doing a zigzag motion. Well, physically, of course, that's not possible. For some time, the mother and the children have been telling us that the bedclothes have been flying up the wall and the curtains had been billowing out into the room. Well, we hadn't seen this at all. And we had just had to take it at face value what they told us. But one night, we got a sequence of four pictures on our automatic cameras, which shows that actually happening. Here on the first one, you see the bedclothes, the bed cover, flying up the wall here, the curtain billowing out into the room, and it was mid-December, The window was shut tight, no drafts, and yet the curtain is billowing out into the room. The next picture shows the curtain has now, the bedclothes have now dropped down, but the curtain is moving because in the first picture that was convex and is now concave, so we know the curtain is moving. Janet here has not moved her hand very much, it's more or less still on her stomach and her thigh. Here, the next picture, the curtain has moved again because now it's more or less straight. And in the last picture, the fourth picture, the curtain here has twisted round and the bedclothes has twisted round as though to meet one another. Well, you heard the story of the levitations in the case. Here we believe we actually have a levitation of the girl flying through the air. And you have a look at Margaret over that side there. You see Margaret, very, very strange thing for girls to be doing at 3 o'clock in the morning. There's Janet flying through the air. And Margaret is there lying in bed with one foot up the wall and one hand up in the air. You must admit, a bit peculiar. Even if she's just jumped. But let's look at the next picture. The next picture shows the same similar thing happening, but this time the mother is in the room. Similar thing happening. See? I'll show you the first picture again, so you perhaps see them both side by side. Right. Now, when I questioned the mother on this, I said, what was happening at the time? She said, Janet was lying in bed and I was talking to Janet. I said, then what happened? She says, I don't know. She says, suddenly Janet was flying through the air. I said, now let's get this straight. You were talking to Janet. And what did Janet do? Did she get out from under the covers, go to the top of the bed and jump? She said, no, I was talking to Janet and suddenly Janet was flying through the air. I said, you sure? She said, absolutely positive. So how did Janet get into that position if she's lying down talking to her mother? This one is of a similar incident again. It wasn't done once, twice or three times, it kept on happening. And usually in the middle of the night. Janet, from time to time, had very, very bad trance, very violent trance situations, so bad at one time that we thought that she might even kill herself. She used to rush over and smash her head on the wall. It was a dreadful thing to see. She used to swear and curse, and she was so strong, in fact, that one time she picked up a social worker who was lying on the bed trying to restrain her and threw her straight off the bed. And this social worker this woman, she's an ex-policewoman, and she wasn't a very small woman, I can assure you. Incredible. Anyway, one night, when she was in a very, very bad state, we called a doctor who came, and he gave her a 10 milligram injection of Valium to quieten her down. Well, 10 milligram would knock an adult out, let alone a child. She went out like a light. And then we all went downstairs, and the rest of the other children had gone to sleep. We went downstairs. 40 minutes later, there was an enormous explosion. I thought the top of the house had come off. We rushed up the stairs into the bedroom. No Janet. She disappeared in the bed. Well, we looked at the bed, what's happened? And then we looked round, and we saw Janet on top of this chest of drawers. There's a radio there and a chest of drawers. She's on top of the radio. She'd been thrown apparently 14 feet across the room, and she was either in deep sleep or unconscious, because I examined her eyes and everything. She was either in very deep sleep or unconscious. That happened three times that night. Here is Janet in this violent trance state where I'm restraining her. All pretty violent stuff. And here's another one, similar. Here's just a small one taken with my camera. I have plenty of these. This one's got Iron Fred, which was found on the back of the bathroom door. Whether Fred did it, or whether the children did it, it's anybody's guess. But anyway, that was found on the back of the door. And here's another rather amateurish photograph of some of the furniture turning over.